All right. I'm sure you heard me asking him about the bed. It's not the bed to sleep on. There's music on that we're trying to fix. You get to hear the music anyway. Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And as promised, Mrs. Tosin Craig is here for us to talk about etiquette issues. There's a whole lot to talk about, and I know that we can't finish it in one day. But so as not to waste time, we just dive straight into it. Our lines are going to be open at some point, 0700 993 993 993, and the famous female line 0148 465 7190. I don't know why this 6 always looks like 8. Baba de si se nkan kan, I never, you know.
About it, wapa.
I know, wapa, wapa. I'm going on vacation from next week. I'll be in town, but I'll be away for about a week.
I'll just go with you.
And it.
We just pull everything on.
I can't go.
Automation.
I don't do it. No, but I'll be in town. I'll be in town, but I just need to rest your vocal cords. And this is a shout out to my friend Taiwo Onobote. I hope you're resting where you are. He's alive. I mean, he's actually resting. Not that he's resting in peace. Morning, Mrs. Craig. How are you? If your husband wasn't here, I'd probably call you by your first name. But I don't.
Oh, no,
want,
please.
No, I don't want to take any chances.
Tosin is just fine.
No, it was a way of letting them know that he's here. Without me announcing it, straight up to the etiquette issues, let me lay a foundation. I've been quite worried about the way a lot of us behave, either in smaller groups or right there in the open public. From the way we behave in the social media, making comments and stuff like that, I'd like us to look at those issues, but I'll still put you, we'll take them one by one. The way you behave, even in your home, the etiquette of behavior in the home, even to your children. Yes, we know that the children are yours, you give birth to them, but they're human beings, and their sensitivities must be taken care of. Even the way you behave amongst the family, with your neighbors, fair enough, okay, you're the landlord. It doesn't mean that you're superior to those who are your tenants. This is just a business arrangement. In the bus, you find, for example, you give somebody the right of way in Nigeria these days, it's not likely to say thank you. It's not likely to say thank you. We've almost all become mannerless. And I think we need to correct that. It's part of what we reviewed this morning. When the man gets a professional appointment and you have 15, 16 pages of adverts congratulating him, it's almost becoming obscene.
Yeah.
Why people are wondering, people are wondering that what is his right and so on and so forth. Most of them young people, and I know they don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that this idea of over-publicizing what you claim to be your achievements puts a lot of pressure on the younger people.
I agree.
This idea of if only mama could see me now, you want to be the one, big boy, big this, big that. It puts, and that is why our society is almost in jeopardy. If you keep showing off these things that religious leaders show off, their latest Ferraris and Mercedes and so on and so forth, you put a lot of people under pressure.
Absolutely.
And that is dangerous in this time of poverty. So I didn't intend to malign the poor gentleman like some people are trying to make out. Let's start from everyday etiquette. How do you relate, for example, what are the etiquette issues in relating with your children? Let's start from that.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. First of all, shout out to the staff of this station. There's a culture around here. I don't know if it's written or it's just behavior. They greet people. And they greet you with a smile, and they ensure that you answer them. A gentleman greeted me this morning and I didn't hear him, and he repeated it about 2 times.
Yes, I'm mocking you. Yeah, I mean, it starts from the top, where you have the older one. I have mine is almost terrible. I greet everyone in sight. you know, and people, you hear people say, ah, he had a big boy. No. So I'm glad you noticed that.
I did notice
because
it.
In public, I've seen even much, much younger people. Even where you live, if you live in a block of apartments, sometimes the younger people saunter past you.
Yeah.
You know, yes. As if they couldn't keep an ascend, you know. Occasionally, once or twice, I just lie flat against the wall for them to go their way, mm-hmm. and I can go mine. Mm. In the days past, it would have been easy to come, young man, young lady. Don't you know how to say good morning? If you do that one now,
yeah.
infant come out gone.
okay, so maybe I should start.
That's a good
saying,
place to start, though.
What etiquette is.
Yes, that's etiquette, you
yes,
know.
That, yeah. is, that is it, actually. It's the rules that govern behavior in a society or in a place. Mm. And so I noticed that good culture around here, and I thought to speak about it. So you asked, how do you act around your children at home?
Yes, let's start with the head of the family.
As the head of the family, first of all, we must understand that whatever happens right now in our community or in our society started from what hasn't been done at home. Because whatever we see is that microcosm of the family is where everything begins from. Before you go to school, you see your parents. So as a parent, the first thing you must do in your home is to model good behavior. Don't just talk about it. You need to model it. The children need to see that indeed you're a well-behaved person because you are the first person they see. And whatever they see at home, if there's a culture of love, there's a culture of respect, even for your children. You don't, I mean, my 12-year-old uses my phone when she's home on holidays. And I wanted to just go through our phone to see what she's doing. I gave her my second phone. And I had to ask the father, do you think it's all right for me to go sneak under her pillow to take her phone? Do you think I'm disrespected? But I felt, oh, she's still 12 anyway.
Yes.
And so I must, despite the fact that I want to respect her, she doesn't have any rights right now to
yes,
a phone.
Yes.
She's not an adult yet, and so I was able to do it without any guilt. So let's go back to where I started from. The first thing is to
sorry,
model.
Could you ask her that I want to see your phone?
I could ask her.
Yes.
I wanted to catch her unawares, but that was what I did eventually. Anyway, I snuck into that phone. I saw that there were some games I didn't like. And so the next day, just so that I don't tell her I snuck into your phone, I asked her, can I have your phone? I want to go through it. So it's all right to ask. That's respect anyway, to ask for the phone. So model good behavior, but respect their rights as children. They're children and they have rights. Rights to education, rights to feeding, rights to be corrected in love. Now, the aggression we see around is something that has either been done or not done at home. So if you're too harsh, with your children, and you're too aggressive with your children, so I tell people there's a difference between being assertive. I have that, fixed, bold voice to tell you, do not do that, it's wrong for you. But I'm not aggressive to always use a slap or my broomstick immediately. Because if I'm aggressive, there's a tendency that they carry that aggression even outside. So model good behavior, whatever you don't want to see. If you're talking to me as a child, I should be able to put down my phone to talk to you. So pretty much everything we talk about behavior can be modeled at home. How do you speak with your spouse in front of your children?
Yes, I was going to go to that.
Yes, how do you speak with them in front of your children? Because whatever you do, that's what they take out there. How do you model respect? Are there written rules and values that you live? Each family should have values. In this house, we love. In this house, we pick up after ourselves. In this house, you cannot eat biscuits and throw the paper on the floor. You have to use the bin. In this house, you wash your plates when you eat. You don't drop it for anyone to do for you. In this house, we respect one another. You know, you don't. It doesn't have to be me calling you boda or sister, but I respect you. I respect your space.
Yeah, but okay. Now we were talking about husband and wife. How? Let's take them one by one.
Yes,
I think it's quite crucial. Also, we must remember that we are Africans. So let's start with the man. How should he wait back to be greeted first thing in the morning by his wife because he's the master of the house? Or could a simple tap of morning, darling, or something like that suffice? These little things matter.
They do matter.
They matter. They do the matter. Problem is, if, for example, you're a man who is into all these things, with a woman who doesn't understand, it could be seen as a sign of weakness.
Exactly.
And it could lead to crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if on the other hand, you know, you're not like that, it could now, you know, have a counter effect on the madame herself if you are insisting that this should be done and that should be done.
Mm-hmm.
What is the agreeable? What do ethics, Nigerian ethics, tell us about such a thing?
Okay. I often tell people that what works in my family may be different from what works in yours. In family A, the husband might think you need to get up and kneel, you know, because that's the culture. I'm older than you. I want to teach the children also to be able to prostrate or kneel.
So there's nothing wrong with that?
There isn't anything wrong with it if they both agree. So agreement is really important. If this is the way I want to do it, it's fine. On my wedding day, when I wanted to feed my husband and I wanted to get on my knees, he told me, if you get on your knees, make sure that is what you do throughout.
Yes, sir.
And don't just do it for the camera. But I know I don't. I don't do it. I think for my home, it suffices, you know, just to say, good morning, darling, good morning. And we'd like to touch in my house. So we hug and the children know it. Now I'm teaching my girls to kneel, to say Eka Aroma and kneel. And then I put my hands on them, or he puts his hands on them and just bless them. Your day is blessed and all of that. But I noticed that some of my girls, we have three girls, and because they're very close to their father, they can do their caro to me and go hug their father, and then he pulls them to a warm embrace, and I'll say a caro to your father. Now, these are things I just want to teach them, because when you see those acts of respect at home, you can take them outside. So back to the question you asked, it's agreement.
Do you need to have, this is for the young people now, do you need to have a formal a kind of formal discussion on this, that look, we're going to get married and this is what works. What works for you? Okay, this is what works for me.
Absolutely. You can talk about everything under the sun before you get married. Manage expectations. This is where I'm coming from. Can I give a quick example, please?
Yes.
So I keep relating to my marriage. When we got married, I come from a home where Saturdays are the days we do our chores. So I really don't know if the toilet is dirty or the window needs to be cleaned until it's Saturday. My parents worked, so it was just Saturday chores for us.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from a place where mommy is very, very strict about how to clean up. And so when we got married, it was an issue for us, because if it would tell me the toilet is dirty, and I'm like, we'll wait till Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
Uh-huh. So he has his towel on him, and then it would say the toilet is dirty, we'll wait till Saturday. The clothes are, the laundry basket is filling, we'll wait till Saturday. And it was a problem for us. So this was one of the things we actually didn't have the chance to discuss. Uh-huh. How do you do your chores?
You were too much in love. You didn't think of the practical side. I think the point has been made there, because there's so many things I want us to go through. The other one that also bothers me is etiquette in public.
Yes.
Let me start with, now that we have the social media, that's where the public is. So, of course, there's this new thing that is highly un-African, where you don't even say good morning to your neighbor or whatever. Mm-hmm. You sit on a bus next to somebody, you don't even acknowledge the person. All that is happening now. Is it against the laws of etiquette? Is it going to get us anywhere good?
Okay.
Where everybody seems to just want to, and not send.
You don't want to send. No. We actually should acknowledge the people that are seated beside you.
Yeah, you don't lose anything.
That's the proper thing to do.
Morning.
Exactly. It's the proper thing to do. You don't have to start any small talk, but at least say good morning.
Good morning.
It's important, and we must bring back that culture. And, you know, if I just want to take it quick to when you were analyzing the papers this morning and what happened, I heard that in the car, and I felt this is one thing we must talk about how we think before we talk. And immediately I thought about the acronym for THINK. Is it true what you want to say? Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Mm. And is it kind? So, you know, we have the habit of putting our foot in our mouth a lot of the time. But we need to also just relax before we talk about anything or before we give any reply to anyone. So, I mean, back to public space etiquette. Please, it doesn't take anything from you to greet somebody. Just
Yeah, and also, I seem to be rushing you because there's so many things I like to talk about.
It's
also, speaking in public, just like you said this morning, when even when some people phone in, you know, I think when you phone in, you also need to watch the mood of the presenter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's such a serious subject, it's not a time for you to crack up.
Exactly.
Okay? And also, people need to understand the sensitivity of what they're saying.
Exactly.
I've had a few clashes here where people want to impose, for example, their own religious beliefs on a situation. I think I had something close to that in the Chidima case when it first broke.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you don't pass judgment on things like that in public.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to contribute your views, you need to package them in such a way that it is not offensive.
Exactly.
And I always tell people, when you do call in, these little things of etiquette, call from a quiet place, know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in station A might not necessarily be what happens in station B.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, the sensitivities.
Exactly.
You know. I also talk about,
mm-hmm.
and don't think that you want to impose your views
exactly
on people.
Mm-hmm.
I also find, we are going to be talking, we have just about 2 more minutes to go before we take a break, but we're also going to be talking about people's personal space. I tell you what I mean. I find it offensive, people that I don't know sending me SMSs and WhatsApp messages 5:36 in the morning. Because you see, you have your thoughts to think of,
mm-hmm.
you have your morning, whatever, and then someone comes with either some long and winding prayer or some photograph or some
yes.
whatever, and you are not even familiar.
Yes.
Isn't that against the laws of etiquette?
It is. It is. And my mind goes back immediately to this parastatal that I visit in Lagos.
Mm.
And then I realize the owner of that place, or the chairman of that place, is a Muslim. And the secretary is a Christian.
Mm.
And then she put a sticker on the door that leads to the reception. If you don't give your life, a life without Jesus is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt, I'm a Christian. I like to also talk about Jesus, but this is a public space.
Exactly.
And in fact, also respect that even the chairman of this place may not even take notice of it, but be sensitive to the fact
yeah.
that this is a public space. I don't have to lord what I believe,
yes.
you know, over someone. And, you know, for the rules of how to send phones, and don't send unsolicited text messages to people. Respect that they have the time to rest. Respect their weekends, for instance. Respect that before 9 a.m. I shouldn't call you. After 7 p.m., especially if it's work-related, I shouldn't call you. Except I have a personal relationship with you,
mm-hmm.
and we have some dealings. Then I can talk to you. You need to respect people's spaces, not just physical spaces, but even their privacy. Maybe I should say respect people's privacy. Respect their time, respect their energy. If you say you want to do something, do it. Mean what you say and say what you mean. So these are really
okay,
important.
We got to respect time. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to continue my discussion with Mrs. Tosin Craig. Okay, so don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll also take your phone calls and comments when we do come back. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Free Nigeria Info.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu,
Jimmy Disu,
right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I still have Mrs. Tosin Craig here, an etiquette specialist, and we're looking at the issues, some of the issues concerning etiquette that we'll be able to. Of course, I know you know you'll be back here pretty soon. One of the things that also bothers me, sometimes you find in public, like in a public place like, say, Facebook, you put up a picture. In my own case, for example, you do find people I don't even know from Adam making public comments about my rotund tummy. Now, the embarrassing part is, yes, I joke out of it because I'm a very open-minded and funny person. But really, you don't know. These jokes that you crack, they do it to ladies, and they all think it's fun. Sometimes you don't know if the person has a problem. Mm-hmm. I've seen things like, oh, you've lost too much weight, oh, this and that. And I think I would like you to talk about personal etiquette, the way you talk to people, even in private.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are deeply close to somebody, you really shouldn't be commenting on personal or health issues with anybody. Yeah. So I'd like you to...
Thank you. So etiquette is actually respect for other people, respect for whatever it is they're going through or who they are. And I actually once talked about a few questions or a few things you shouldn't say to people. Comments about weight. It's one of them. Don't tell people, you've added weight. Why are you losing weight?
Yes.
What are you eating? It's absolutely wrong. It's not your business, except you're just ready to give us some slimming tea or whatever. But no, it's not your business. All the questions about, when are you getting married? When are you putting a ring on it? When are you having children? Ah, this time next year, it will be your turn. Oh, we'll carry your baby. You don't know what they're going through.
But what about these so-called prayers also? That the Lord will answer you, fruit of the womb, and this and that.
I don't think it is right.
It's not right.
It's not right. You don't know. That person may have decided, I don't want to have kids. I mean, it's not uncommon around here. I don't want to have kids. I don't want to get married. It's not compulsory that you get married. So, you know, asking these kinds of questions. Oh, how did he die? You know,
I'm glad you came. I was still going to get to that point.
How did he die? What happened to... Somebody is grieving. Grieving, and you're asking such questions. Questions about how much do you earn in a month? Or what's your salary? These are not...
You know, talking about death, for example, I have a habit. If you've lost somebody, you can pick up your phone and say, oh, you don't even need to say, I want to consult. You don't need to just say, morning, no, epeleo, if it's Yoruba, I'm so sorry, may he or she rest in peace. And love. Then if I feel that it's somebody I should visit, I will ask another question. Are you receiving visitors?
Exactly.
You don't impose it on yourself go to the... Because I've had instances where people will say, sorry, I just want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I just want to be left alone. So it's important that we do that. Not that somebody's whatever dies and then you now say prayers every morning.
Every morning.
Or morning and nights.
Yeah. Sometimes they just want to be alone. They just want to grieve alone. And let me say this quickly. A friend lost her daughter at a period. And then, you know, whilst talking to her, I said, I can imagine what you're going through. And she says to me, have you lost a child? Thankfully, it was at a period where I'd lost the pregnancy. So it was easy to say, I'd lost the pregnancy. The next question was it a child? It's different. I felt very embarrassed. And that was the day I decided to tell myself, there are questions. Don't say I can imagine. You can't imagine the pain they're going through. So don't say things like that. Some of the times, the gift of silence is the best thing you can give a grieving person. The gift, just
silence. What about giving suggestions when you are not asked?
You don't. It's not solicited for.
Yes.
Except they ask, even in counseling or coaching, they tell you don't offer suggestions until they ask you, what do you think I can do about it?
I can do, yes.
And for me, I would even say, what's coming to your mind? Whatever they say, then I can say, well, I think you're right. I think you can do this. I think you can do. Don't give unsolicited advice to people. A lot of the time, they can really figure out what they want. They just need someone to talk to validate whatever is going on in their mind. Yes, absolutely.
And also, when you, let's quickly add, when you visit people's homes and whatever, don't now start being a critic. I remember somebody who worked... a visitor out of his home because that visitor was complaining about the food that he or she was served. Best thing to do is just stay, you know, go there, have a drink if you must. You know, we need to be careful and sensitive. Don't impose your values on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Absolutely. Impose your values Absolutely. On other people.
If you're in somebody's home, it's outside your jurisdiction. So whatever it is they do in that place, respect it.
Yes.
If you're walking into their home and you notice they put their slippers outside, by all means, take off your shoes. Give the gift of your time and your presence and respect whatever rules are going on in the home. Maybe one other thing I want to talk about is if you're living rent-free in somebody's house, respect that person. Help around the house. You know, and then if you're earning, exactly, if you're earning something, even if it's a crate of eggs you buy every Friday or a loaf of bread you buy every Saturday morning, whatever it is, but don't live rent free in someone's house and then you become a burden even to those people. Hmm. Help with children homework, help to do the dishes, ask if you can take the trash out. Even if they say no to you, it's on record that you asked. So behave well when you're visiting someone. It's absolutely important.
What about the ethics of visiting people in hospital? People who have health challenges. What's the best way to approach that?
First of all, you need to be sure that they are receiving visitors. So when hospitals tell you they have visiting period, it's because they want the patient to rest. So you don't go there and impose your presence on that person. But if you want to visit and you want to take, first of all, take something along with you. It's okay to just pick up something and take along with you to that person. But please don't impose your presence. If they have to rest, ask them, is the person resting? Is he sleeping? Let it just be on record that I visited. Otherwise...
Another thing that happens in the home of the bereaved that we do is I've been to, you know, to sympathize with people. Then somebody from, I want to say from the audience, but somebody from any of them say, and so you find that sometimes the bereaved would go through 10 different bouts of prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, every prayer is a reminder of that person's situation.
Of the pain. Yes. That's true, actually. It's true. It's a reminder of the pain. And they're under stress already. So at that period that you've lost someone close to you, you're even questioning your own faith.
Yes.
And thinking, but I pray to God. Why did I lose this person? So constantly praying with that person may just be a reminder of, well, God, why are we praying to God when he didn't answer?
Yes.
So what you can do actually is pray amongst yourself. When you go visiting someone that is bereaved, I'm praying for you, a gentle touch on the hand, I'm praying for you, it is well, you know, and all that. But if you must pray and call a revival, then call yourselves out. And the prayer is a prayer of comfort.
But why should you do that in the house? Look, I think that what you really should do, I like the power of silence.
Absolutely.
And let the person visited make the first move. If that person now says, look, mm-hmm. Then you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we put a lot, most of the time we put our wrong foot forward. And don't know, excuse me, that we are to the damage. I was robbed one time. Armed robbers came to my house, removed my door and put a gun to my head. And what traumatized me more were visitors who came after. Hey, how did it happen? So, I will find you. Say, how did it happen? And I have to keep reliving the incident over and over again. I think our lines are buzzing now. Let me pick one of the calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, madam. How are you? Who's calling?
I'm fine. This is Elizabeth.
Morning, madam Elizabeth. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you, sir?
I'm fine.
And our guests in the house.
Very yes. well, thank you.
I'm happy for this discussion this morning. It relieved me of the pains I went through yesterday. Honestly, Mr. Jimmy, if we follow the way you and the madam there have been talking, we Nigerians, Nigeria will be in a better place. Something happened in the compound I was living yesterday. I was a physically challenged person. My landlord was the last person that step out of the compound. So I was going out to, I discovered the key was not open. The door, the jam key was not open. I don't know what to do as a blind person. I said, what happened? And I have my own key. So the next thing I can think of to call him, sir, when you left, I don't know how you locked the door. I can't go out. You say I should open it. I said I've been trying. So I now discovered that what we use to open the jam key at the back inside that something that we normally push. It was not there, that fell. So I now call my landlord, say, sir, the thing that we normally use to open the jam is the one that was not there. He said, boy, I'll jabber when it was going. I said, please, I need to go out. I said, how can you help? He said, he's not around. And his shop is just 10, 15 minutes to the house. This man said he was not around. I said, daddy, please, what can you do? He said, okay, I will call Joseph. That Joseph is a security man in the opposite of our house. When he called the guy was in Ayobo. Mr. Jimmy and our guest, you can't believe it. I was inside since that 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. that this man
reached. What?
Oh, wow.
No, this is an act.
I cry my life.
I'm so sorry. This is an act of wickedness.
Is this how I will end my life?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Before you were talking, I was crying before because of the trauma and the pain. See, this is the way people die in fire outbreak. And this is a poor blind woman. I don't depend on people. I'm still bringing the best in my house. But why this man did like this? Just because a man that see the best in me install a AC for me. That is what bring the issue between me and this man. Sir, Mr. Jimmy, is it possible for me to pay 10,000 naira as the light bill for the AC?
I
said no to this man. I install AC March 12th. I remove it September 12th. Because I can't pay 10,000 naira every month. That's the issue.
Okay,
and
madam.
Man
we
never care. Even when he returns, he never will say, neighbor, sorry, I was not around though. This. I was not thinking within me. If they call him that your house is on fire,
okay, madam,
he will find his way down to his house.
Yeah, we plead that you be patient. I would suggest very strongly that you have a lawyer. I'm sure there'll be somebody, have a lawyer who can let you know what your rights are in this instance. But thanks so much for calling, and we thank God that nothing untoward happened. God bless you, madam. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Yes, morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Morning, sir.
Nigeria Info.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
Please, I'm really enjoying your program.
Thank you, sir.
And also your discussion. Please, your last caller, the treatment method as to her by the landlord,
yes,
is uncalled for.
Yes.
In fact, when she narrated that story, I'm just imagining how could somebody, behaved in that manner.
Yes.
This is what we are saying about. The way we should treat others. The way you treat yourself, make sure that you treat others in that way. Because if somebody had done that to that man, to that landlord, he wouldn't like it. So why such a treatment? It's so bad. So I want to also contribute to your program. By saying that, even in our rules, Lagosians, the way we drive on the way, the way we place some kind of wickedness, we place some wickedness to other people. Even somebody suggested that he wanted to turn left or right, you will see somebody coming. Yeah. It will be
horny,
to disallow you.
Okay, so thank you very much. I'm sorry, time is not our friend here, but I think the point is noted. Our road ethics are very bad.
Yes.
That could make a whole topic on its own. Let me take two more calls. See, the console you're looking at, there are calls coming
the
in.
Calls.
Hello, morning.
Hello.
Morning, madam.
Hello.
Morning. Okay, let's take the other one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Vera.
Yes.
I just want to contribute also.
Just go on. Just go on.
Okay. You know, some people come to people's house,
mm-hmm.
a well-furnished house, and they will just carry their leg and sit on the chair. Or they will lie down on the chair. The couch is not for sleeping.
Yes.
Especially sitting room.
I don't like that at all. I don't like people sleeping on my couch.
They just come, carry their leg, and they don't even respect the decorum, the neatness, and the furniture thing in the house. They just carry their leg, and when you tell them, they tend to do somehow as if, now you first get a house. Or
okay. Point noted, madam. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, I think it's bad manners to lie on people's couches.
Absolutely.
I don't like, some even go to the extent of putting their leg on the upper part, you know. And by so doing, if you do that constantly, you're going to have a line of death. But
there,
if you say, like she said, part of the dilemma you have sometimes when you have visitors do that, who don't follow. Like when I go to certain people's houses, I don't just sit down.
You should be told to sit.
You should be
actually
told to sit. Or you can ask, where do I sit?
Yes.
Because there are some people who have designated chairs for themselves.
For the where they will sit. The house.
And only God knows the kind of kurube that some people put on that. You just go and sit down in here. Dear me.
How about people that you're so used to, say your friends? Is this always good? Because someone is asking questions here. Yeah. Some people will just come to your house, start changing TV channels, adjusting your AC settings.
Well, this is what I've always tried to do. In the past, when I had a full family,
mm-hmm.
and I was living in the duplex, you don't put your TV in the sitting room.
Mm.
Yes. If you can put it in a private area, you see, because you could have some visitors that you are not too familiar with. They end up, I used to joke back in the day, they end up watching news at 9, watching the next program. In this case, nowadays, they could end up watching a match, which you really, maybe you even want to go out, but you can't tell them
you want
to go out. They just invade your privacy.
Yeah, that's why a lot of homes have what we call the ante-rooms.
Yes, where you can
where put, you just can put. So a visitor that you really don't want inside that place to watch TV with you, you can just entertain that person there. But even if you don't have an ante-room, you can arrange your living room in such a way that there are two chairs in one corner that you just want to talk to someone, you know. By the time they sit in that corner, they should know that.
I'll take them to the like one house I've had one time. Yes, I take him on Lossy Bank Anthony. That's a balcony.
Bank Anthony.
Notes. Mrs. Craig, I'm going to have to be back pretty soon. Immediately after my holiday, I'm sure I'm going to bring you back. That's all we'll be able to take for today. Thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome.
And we thank him for supporting you here again today. Sorry, you said what?
Oh, I was going to tell you that, you know, for people to know more, they could actually, there's a YouTube channel that
we can't.
You can't take that here.
I can't take that here now. That is competition. I mean, hey, Mrs. That is competition. We can't take that here.
Yeah, I was whispering it, but you asked me to speak it out.
No, I didn't ask you to speak it out. Okay, so that's where we'll end it for today. We'll be back tomorrow to look at the basketball issue and the minister, one of the sports people, I call him Naughty Boy. He will be here tomorrow to look at that sports issue that happened. Okay? And on Saturday, I'm planning, I haven't got a guest yet, but I'm planning that we take a comprehensive look at what happened yesterday and the way forward. So that's what we'll have. And then the whole of next week, I'll be on vacation. I'm not going to do pimp, but I'll be in town. But when I come back on November 1, there's a brain development on this program that will make all of you so happy. Because with that new development, most likely, I'm a mahanko. So I'll see you all tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Thank you very much, Mrs. Craig.
Thank you for
thank
having me.
Thank you very much,
Thank you, Mr. Sheriff.